At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, on that Odyssey app live podcast. Everything is there. Good morning. It's a Monday. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. How
was
are
your
you?
Weekend?
Oh, my God. It was so busy. It was insane. So Friday, I went to the river to meet the tree guy. And then it was so awesome, you guys, because there was that thunderstorm that rolled in. And then after that, it got really foggy over the river.
Oh.
It was just gorgeous.
Picturesque.
And then, yes. And then Saturday, yes. I worked on Taya's wedding. We did a whole wedding thing all day long. Then we went to the consignment store, which was awesome. And then Sunday, which was yesterday, I went to the Home Depot twice, which was crazy. And then
Which consignment store did you go to?
It was in Parker.
Man, those things are the rage now.
It's awesome.
They are the rage right now. I was reading an article over the weekend about those things.
Yeah, it was in Parker. It's really cool. It's in a strip mall in Parker.
Cool.
And then so Home Depot, which I have a bug to pick with Home Depot, but I'll get to that later. And then I hung out at Bud's. And that was my whole weekend.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Go.
A little busy.
Yeah, I had a busy weekend, too. Carson and I were talking about it off air earlier. And it was just go.
But it was cool weather.
It was, it was beautiful.
Really cool. Yeah, I liked it.
It was perfect, man. I liked the rain.
I like
it all.
Although, has anybody noticed? Because I worked out in the rain twice, yesterday and Friday. And I think there's like some nuclear fallout in the weather because it's making my hair curly and I don't understand it. That's never happened in my life. Every time I worked out I have straight hair. It went curly.
It's chemical dust.
I think there's like nuclear fallout in it, like those shrimp.
Could be.
Yeah.
We'll have to get somebody to look into that. Maybe we call Dave Frazier.
Yeah, it's just
hey,
really
Dave,
weird.
What's going on with the rain? Is it poison? Although, I had a pretty good weekend. But, man, my morning has gone to hell in a handbasket. I'm having a terrible morning, Jamie.
Can I talk
to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
It started out this morning that I got up, and I woke up and got up and tripped over the fan in the bedroom and woke everybody up.
Oh.
Everybody.
Oh,
they're so mad at me. Huh?
You have a fan?
I have a fan. I like fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the fan at night.
Oh, okay.
My wife hates it.
I hate
it. It says
too.
It stirs up the allergies and stuff. Anyway, that's a whole different ballgame. But I woke everybody up this morning, right?
I have a friend that actually travels with one.
Yeah, a fan?
Yeah.
Some people do. Yeah.
Like they load it up in their car and they'll even ship it.
I would. I would if I could.
It's bizarre. Anyway, all right, go ahead.
All right, so I do that, and then I come into work. Huh?
They have sound machines.
Yeah, not the same.
They're little.
Just not the same.
Just like little.
Nope. There's something about the air, too, blowing on you. The sound machine's not going to blow you.
Yeah, no, it won't blow you.
No, it won't blow you at all. You can't find. Look up a sound machine that'll blow you.
Yeah.
See if you can find one.
It doesn't exist.
All right, the joke.
I'm sure you've looked one up in the past, right?
The joke was a long time ago.
Listen to me. Listen. I woke everybody up, and then I get to work, okay? And then I pull the stupidest move here in the office. I go make my coffee and I forget to put the pot under it.
Oh,
jeez.
No.
It's a mess back there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want to go back there. I tried to clean up part of it, but there's coffee in places that it shouldn't be.
But where's the pot?
I forgot to move it over underneath the spout.
Okay.
Yeah. And so all the coffee just everywhere.
All
yeah.
Right.
Well, so it was a bad morning
Bad morning.
Yeah, it's been a bad morning.
Okay. All right.
I hope it gets better.
Me too.
It is a Monday. We have free tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
They got a concert coming up on Wednesday. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Frey.
Man, that's quick, too. Get tickets today. You go to the concert on Wednesday.
Yeah. Usually we
well
have
planned.
Them out like 8 months in advance.
Yeah. I guess we've complained about that enough. They give us like the day of.
Yeah, right? That's funny.
Powerball.
Nobody won.
Mm-hmm. There's a drawing tonight.
$750, is that right?
Yep. Yeah. $750 million.
That'd be nice.
Whoo, man. We need to win that. Yeah. And today, or this week, I should say, is the last week of August. Labor Day weekend, 3-day weekend next weekend.
Yep, sure. Yep. Wait, is it the one coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that either. Shabadil informed us of that.
Seriously.
This morning.
Are
yeah.
you sure?
September 1st is Labor Day.
I thought it was the 7th,
yep.
too.
Yeah, we looked it up.
No,
it up.
I think we have one more weekend.
No, you
nope.
don't.
Nope.
It's over.
Are you sure?
Yeah. NFL starts next week, and that always is after Labor Day.
No, but I'm just thinking my kid's leaving then. No.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
He leaves when?
He leaves on the 2nd.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah. No, I thought we had one more weekend.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah. Nope. You're done.
Yep.
Well, you do have one more weekend. Next weekend.
This upcoming weekend.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. All right. You thought you had two?
Wait. What? Is this coming up weekend, Labor Day weekend?
Your son leaves a week from tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
From a week from tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do have this week. What?
I don't know why, but I thought it was going to be the 6th or 7th. Something like that was Labor Day weekend.
I was
completely
too.
Off on that one.
Nuts.
And Shabadil corrected us because he wants the day off big time.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
he was wanting that. Plus, he's got to go buy a mattress, he says.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mattress sale. It's a great day for that. Yeah.
Labor Day.
Yeah, that is a good day for a mattress. You're right.
All right, it's BJ and Jamie. Don't forget, Frey tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. Your chance to see the Frey at Mission Ballroom coming up on Wednesday night. We will take a quick break and be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I'm a little bummed today.
Why is that?
Well, it's my first week without tote bags. I'm really down right now because we're out of tote bags. Don't know when others will come in.
No.
I've been told they're working on it, but I'm not really sure anybody is. And I'm just really, you know, really down.
Yeah.
just down. Yeah, I hope I get through it.
Yeah. Well, you could have bought some yourself.
Well, they're very expensive for me. Things are tight at the house over there.
If you really wanted them that bad, you should have ponied up.
Yeah, $3,000 for 1,000 bags.
Well.
A little much for me.
All right.
But I am a little bummed. Oh, I went to the movies over the weekend, Jamie.
What'd you go see?
You know me. I saw, you're going to love this. I saw a movie. It's a cartoon. You know, I got a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
I saw a movie that might surpass Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Oh, wow. That good.
Yeah.
That's
was good.
Solid.
Really
okay.
good.
Yeah.
It's called The Bad Guys 2.
The Bad Guys 2.
Yeah. I didn't see one.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
see one.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was walking into.
Yeah.
My wife and Frog had seen the number one, so they knew. But I didn't have any idea. I loved it.
Really?
Absolutely. You want to hear a piece?
Oh,
I've got a piece of the movie
here. Yeah, great.
All right.
Lockpicking is like a romance. You got to start gentle, playful, work your way into its little cold heart until all those defenses melt away.
That's the wolf. That's the wolf. Yeah, they're crime fighters.
Cool.
Well, they're actually bad guys, but it was a good movie this weekend. The movie theater, though, hardly anybody was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that thing was
empty.
Well,
it's probably that movie.
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, in the lobby.
Just my guess.
I mean, you could slide through the popcorn line in a heartbeat.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no waiting for your popcorn?
No waiting for the popcorn.
No? Did they have any kind of special, like, popcorn bucket?
Yeah, you could buy a wolf's head.
Oh, you could?
Yeah. Full of popcorn.
Did you get it?
Yeah. $30 for that wolf head.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not even a mask you can wear.
What do you just do
a bucket.
With it?
Oh, it's a wolf bucket.
It's just a bucket.
Yeah, what am I going to do with a wolf bucket in my house?
I did see at the bottom of my TV that says that you can buy F1 now.
I think you can.
Yeah, I saw it on the bottom. I was like, wait, what?
Yep. Rent it or buy it on TV?
Yeah. I saw it on the bottom. I was like, are you kidding already?
Probably not as good, though, right?
Well, I don't know.
I would say the theaters are for sure.
It was pretty sweet in the theaters.
Yeah, for sure.
Then you get into that Megamax or whatever it's called.
IMAX.
IMAX.
Yeah, the Megamax. Yeah. I don't know where
we all know IMAX.
Yeah, well, I don't go to the Megamax very often, so I don't really know the name of it. So there you go. But yeah, I saw the movie. If you get a chance to see it, go see it. The Bad Guys.
You were telling us the weirdest story, how you went to a sushi restaurant and then half the power was off.
You know, I didn't know if you'd want to talk about this.
It's so weird.
It even goes further than that, okay? I was so baffled. And you know me, Jamie. Let me stand up.
Go ahead. Stand
when
up.
I get on something, I'm a pain in the butt, okay? Because I can't get off.
You get obsessed.
I got to know the answer. I need to know the answer to what's going on. And that happened to me on Saturday night. I took Lee Harris, my son Jared, that's what I call him, took him out for his birthday dinner, right? We're going to go to sushi. If he wants to run up a $500 bill, run for it. Go for it, buddy. All right, so we go to sushi.
What was that part?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a birthday dinner, it's a big party.
Okay.
It's fun.
I feel like you're sour about that.
Yeah,
$500
me too. There's something weird going on there.
No.
That was weird. We both noticed. It was just a weird side note.
It came to $389, okay? With a tip.
Oh, so you had to tell yourself if that's what you want to do. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There it is. All right. We got it now.
$389.
Man,
for them sushi. Fish that's not even cooked. They don't even have to cook that crap.
Right?
They just hand it to you.
That's
a raw fish.
Crazy.
It is crazy. All right, so we go into the restaurant, all right?
Okay.
We get there, and the front door's open, which is kind of weird. You got air conditioning, right? All right, we get there, front door's open. We walk in, power's off. But the power's only off in half the building. Left-hand side, the lights are on. The aquarium is on. But on the right-hand side, where they're making sushi and there's other seating, the power's off. I'm like, how can that be?
Did you tell her to trip the breaker?
No, I didn't want to try to tell her how to do her job.
Okay.
They were already in a frantic, things were not looking good for the dinner rush hour.
Yeah.
So they were already, they were searching for candles and stuff. But how does a restaurant have half power? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then get this. All right, here's a baffling one for you. Now, keep in mind, I'm at a Japanese sushi place, and the people there are Japanese, and the language barrier
was... Are they?
Yes, at mine there are.
Because I'll tell you something funny that happened one time. We were at that place, the Benihana's, mm-hmm. And we thought they were Japanese until my stepson started speaking Spanish to them.
Yeah. Benihana's, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
My sushi place, okay. It's authentic,
all right,
man.
Okay. All right.
It's the owner is Japanese,
uh-huh.
And so is the rest of the staff.
All
over
right,
there.
Gotcha.
All right, so I asked them for an iced tea, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and everybody else at the table, my wife, my son, everybody gets a soda, right? She comes back and she gives all of them a soda. And she looks at me and says, we cannot do iced tea because the fountain's down. It uses electricity.
Oh. But, well, that doesn't make sense.
Carson didn't even get it. Jamie got it.
Maybe
the fountain is down.
Yeah, the machine.
They all have sodas. And I ordered an iced tea.
Maybe the iced tea is a separate one. Maybe it's one of those weird ones that look like a barrel,
But why is theirs working?
Yeah, I don't, maybe it's on that side of the power grid.
Yeah, on the power loss side.
We had a language barrier, so it was hard to get an answer. I stewed on that all weekend, Jamie.
Well, it might be one of those.
Why can't I get an iced tea?
Because it might be one of those weird barrel ones. You know, like Subway does the Coke machine, has all the different Cokes and Pepsis and stuff, but then they have that weird barrel iced tea.
But some restaurants have it separate.
But that one's really, from what I understand, that one's not really electric. It's just a container that they pour tea into. Or it used to be with the restaurant I worked at.
Yeah.
So you pre-made the tea, is what I'm saying. But it didn't make sense that the fountains are down. But I didn't go any further.
Wacky weekend.
And I got to tell you, man, if you go walk into a place that doesn't have electricity and they're serving raw fish, leave.
I know. That seems a little iffy.
Leave. Love this place. Look, iffy. I'm not going to diss them at all.
Yeah.
But you might want to get up and walk out.
Little iffy. A little shady.
Yeah.
A little shady because which side's working, which side's not? Is the fridge on that side?
Exactly.
Yeah, in the back room? I don't know. Very odd.
It was odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Had a weird weekend.
Yeah.
I did. Pretty wacky. All right, we have the Frey tickets coming up at 7:30. We'll give those away. That show is going to be at Mission Ballroom. I've never been to that place.
Mission Ballroom?
Have you been?
Yeah.
They say it's really nice.
It's lovely, except for you have to stand.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the majority of it's.
Can you bring a chair?
You got to pay extra for the chair.
I mean, if I wanted to bring a recliner or something, could you do that?
I'm not sure. You have to check with them.
All right, well, you're on your own on that one. All right, we'll give away the tickets at 7:30, the Frey. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom. That's going to be this Wednesday, a couple of days away. And you could win tickets. We'll get to Tabloid Trash next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, here's something that will make you happy. A study caffeine drinkers found that people feel happier and more enthusiastic after their first morning cup of coffee.
I can take one drink and feel the difference.
Be happy.
One sip.
They think it's psychological. They say that the actual caffeine effects will last for 2.5 hours, so 2.5 hours. They say wait for 90 minutes before you take your first sip, and then when you take your first sip of coffee, amazing.
Yeah, I do it every day.
Amazing.
And I notice a difference instantly. Instantly.
It doesn't even matter if you don't have any sleep, if you have anxiety or anything. It's some kind of weird mind thing.
I'm happy as hell.
Really?
I've taken 3 or 4 sips.
Well, that's great. Good. See?
I am happy.
See? Yep. He's living proof. It works. The study is correct. All right. Snoop Dogg. I guess he was talking about how he went and saw a Disney film, and it's called Lightyear. And he didn't know it, but I guess the moms are lesbians or something like that in this movie in Lightyear. And he had to explain it in the middle of the movie to his grandson. Here he is.
So we're watching it, and the lady, which is Kiki's mama, and she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson, in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh, I didn't come in for this. I just came and watched the damn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby? Shh. Movie ain't over with. So it's like, I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of this that I don't have an answer for.
What'd you tell them?
Watch the movie. Eat this popcorn.
Oh, my God. How uncomfortable.
That's That's great.
Poor Snoop. Snoop. Right? I didn't know that they were doing that in these movies now.
That dude's funny. He's funny.
I didn't know they were doing that in Disney movies.
Like, oh, they've been doing it for a while. Wow. Yeah.
So how do you explain it to your
kid? They make them PC now. Huh?
How do you explain it to your kid? Yeah.
You just ignore them, ask them if they want popcorn.
Just like
Reese's. Yeah. Reese's Pieces. Something like that. You shove it in their mouth.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You bribe them to shut up.
Yep.
Lord. Yep. I know you guys are going to find this shocking, but Lyle Menendez did not get parole.
Oh, boy.
Here is the article.
An incredibly long day. For 11 hours, the board heard from Lyle Menendez and more than a dozen family members. But all of that testimony was not enough. The parole commissioners told Lyle he was impulsive. He was callous. Lyle and Eric tonight remain locked up in the same prison in San Diego.
So they're both troublemakers behind bars.
I guess so.
That's what they said.
Yeah, so.
They don't follow the rules.
I guess they can try again in 18 months, something like that.
Well, they can.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for them.
No.
Nah, and that's good. I'm glad.
I just don't get the 11 hours,
though. And the 10 hours. Eric was 10 hours.
Eric was 10, Lyle was 11. That's a lot of people talking for a long time.
It is, but, you know, if you're one of them, the brothers, I mean, you're willing to sit there because you got to go back to your cell. At least you're out of your cell.
Get it. Anyway, Saturday Night Live boss Lorne Michaels. I didn't know Lorne Michaels was 80. He said the fate of Saturday Night Live is all going to be different. He is shaking it up. I guess a buttload of people are going to be fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I hope our guy, what's our guy's name from Aurora? Remember? I hope he's not fired. I like him. Anyway, he says that they're going to change it all up. Season 51 premiere. Season 51. Oh, Bowen Yang. Thank you. Bowen Yang. Season 51 premieres on October 4th. So... I don't know. They said they're going to exit before then. They're going to try to like get this all together before October 4th?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I saw where they might make the move this week and let people go.
Yep. So they said every single member of the 17 strong cast members are at, they might be gone. Hmm. Weird, right?
I can't even imagine.
I know. Can you imagine being Bowen Yang? Going, I have a rent to pay in New York.
Well,
you know, holy crap, he said that.
Well, they'll find funny people. So, I mean, I think they're going to be okay as far as the show goes. But, man, yeah, you don't want to be on the chopping
block.
There's
no way they're going to get rid of Weekend Update, though.
No, that's everybody's favorite. I fast forward through the whole thing.
That's literally the highlight of the show.
Yeah, so I record it, and then I just fast forward to get to that. When asked whether he felt pressure to reinvent this season, Michael said, yeah, for sure. He said it'll be announced in a week or so. So when they're going to reinvent Saturday Night Live. Kind of crazy. Sting, the former police bandmates of Sting are suing him for millions of dollars in missing royalties. The singer, who is 73, was handed a high court thing, whatever, blah, 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 by the guitarist Annie Summers and the drummer Stuart Copeland, and claiming that they are due a ton of royalties.
Millions,
millions. I wonder if Sting took them all.
Sounds like he did. Sounds like he took the money and ran,
right?
Man.
I mean, that's not good. Sting, you're all about like being mellow and chill and stuff. Rude. Anyway, all right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Did you hear about the Sanders boys?
I did.
I think one's going to make the team, though. I think one's going to make the team. I think Shador's going to make it. I think they're going to keep him as a fourth quarterback.
Oh, I thought you guys said Friday he was going to be cut.
Well, we thought that on Friday. Yeah. But after the weekend, the word is that he might just make the cut. All right, we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.